Now, Bahrain is the scene of yet another anti-government rally. The protest west of Manama was joined by the leader of the main opposition bloc, Al-Wafaq. Sheikh Ali Salman attended the rally in the village of Sakhoura to condemn the jailing of photographers and activists by the Al-Khalifa regime. The protest comes as Manama continues its brutal crackdown against opposition leaders and activists calling for democratic change in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The Al-Khalifa regime has detained hundreds of opposition activists since the revolution started in 2011. Scores of protesters have died in the crackdown and many others have been given lengthy jail sentences for attending anti-regime protests. Let's go to London and talk to Qasim Al-Hashimi, head of the Bahrain International Mission. Welcome, sir. Mr. Hashimi, first of all, tell us why is it that the Al-Khalifa regime is detaining and arresting photographers and activists?
First of all, let me say that the last demonstrating was in Sakhoura, and it was not in Manama. The Manama is the capital of Bahrain. The demonstrating, which is led by Sheikh Ali Salman, the largest group, political group in Bahrain, was in Sakhoura. However, Sakhoura is not far from Manama. It's only 3 to 4 kilometers from Manama. Demonstrating never been stopped in Bahrain. I'm talking not about few days ago, but let's talk about what was going today in Bahrain. The demonstrating was in Sitra, it was in Nuwaidrat, was in Abu Ghoa, in Deh, in Sitra, in Ma'amir. All those places were demonstrating. There was activists, like for example, in their village, there was a big fire in their village. Even those people whom they are in Bahrain International Airport traveling between countries to countries, passing Bahrain, they can clearly see that big high smoke until the sky going, and they can easily recognize that there is something wrong going in this country. In Abu Ghoa, in also in Manama, in Sitra, all Sitra villages has been demonstrating every day. We can't count on what is going of demonstrating and railing every day. There is a rallies in all over Bahrain from the people objecting for what is government and Al Khalifa regime is against the citizens. There is one important thing also. Sheikh Ali Salman was called 2 days ago, and we understand that they have taken a blood from Sheikh Ali Salman. Now we are really worried about such leader in Bahrain. That why? Why would they have taken a blood test from him? We are afraid that they should have maybe poisoned him, or they are after a tragedy story targeting Sheikh Ali Salman or targeting those leaders inside the Al Khalifa prison. You know that so this came after the king of Bahrain became so nervous and he could not even control his nerves because all Bahraini citizens have laid down his photograph on the ground, and they have been stabbing in his photograph, and that's make him so crazy, out of his nerve, out of his control. He has not sent a message. He has clearly called a village in Bahrain leader, and he has told them clearly, I am going to burn out Al-Sanabis. Can you imagine a king consider himself a king for a country, a king for a people? He is threatening his people that he is going to burn a complete village only because they have decided to go in Gaza, doing it for the last thousands of years. Shia doing this Gaza, and he does not want it. He cannot control, or he cannot appear having Al Gaza is going in Bahrain roads, and then he has called for people to treating them, telling them that he's going to burn their villages with people and animals living in that village. That's what happened also about 20 right. years ago from the same person when he was a crown prince, and he treated an Aldair village that he is going to burn the village, and he was really ready when he brought all the soldiers from the army. Now we are really calling upon the people, the community, the worldwide community, protect Bahrain, have something to do, because this man is not really a stable man. He could have do it. He's a crazy I could have, I'm sorry to say it, but he is a crazy king.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Dilassem Al-Hashimi, head of Bahrain International Mission in London. Thanks for your time there, sir.